try to get clear again, the two sheets that are in front of us, the Rambam, in Perek Dalet, the Rambam shows that kavana, and he says, kavana salev, ketzat, Rambam, kol tfila she'ena b'kavana in a tfila. A tfila on kavana is a shkin tfila. Mispab le kavana, choyze mispab le kavana. Says, this is a Gemara, you need kavana. Pashir, it's a Gemara daf lam ralf, it says tfila needs kavana. Then he goes back to Gemara and lamana medeiz, matza daitim mishabeshes, the libay tarud, the person feels he can't be mechavan, also is fine, I'll let it daven, achi siyashiv daitim. That's why some comes bomb in Aderech, he doesn't daven. So Dr. Rambam, what's his kavana pek, as Allah the Zayin? Ketzer di kavana, she yifane, liboy mikol machshavis, v'yira atz mekivu oy midlifnei Hashchina. You clear your mind that you should understand, clear, what am I doing right now? I'm standing with Hashem, I'm talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm being vakish my tzachov, I'm praising him, I'm thanking him, and that's it, Tzivu. That's the Rambam Perek Dalet. The Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, Chazov again Kavana. And he says, Mish Yisbal, Bloy Kivin, Es Libo, Yachzav Yisbal, Bekavana. But here Rambam throws in a new tonight, and Kivin Libo, Berach Rishayin, Eshov, and Etzarech. There's no mention of that in Perek Dalet. Now for the first time, the Rambam starts telling you, Kavana is only the Kuva in Berach Rishayin. So Reb Chaim says that the Emes Rambam is coming from two different Gemaras. There's the Gemara of Amar Aleph, there's the Gemara of Amar Dalet and Beis. The Gemara of Amar Aleph doesn't make any chiluk between Brach Rishayna and all the other brachas, and it says you have to have Kavana. On Amar Dalet and Beis, the Gemara gives us new information that you have to have Kavana, and it says that this Kavana is by Brach Rishayna. Dr. Chaim, say sugyas. The sugya on Lamedal in the days is the sugya of Kavana Piyush Amilus. I don't know what you're saying, Piyush Amilus. It's a mile in your tefillah. And the Flamedalus is the Kavana which he stole back in Perek Dalet. The Tzuris HaTfila, which he calls it a Mesasik, without it, the Cheftzuf in the Tfila is the conversation between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person is not Magish, that he's only listening to Melech, and he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Shkidabit. The marshal that the Abchazkel says, is, it's like you put on Tzilin, but you put Tzilin on your knee. So you put on Tzilin, you don't put on Tzilin. That's not the mitzvah. The Tzuris is, you're talking to the Ebishta, you're not talking to the Ebishta, that's Bukhal, he calls it a Mesasik Ba'alma. So Tzib Chaim, a mesasik ba'alma is ikiv in the whole shmoneser. You have to daven every bracha. If you're not magish, you're talking to Hashem, you're not davening. If you're not davening, it's just davening. You keep the mechavah to one bracha and another bracha. Zot Abchaim, the Gemara in Laman of the days that says that if you can't be mechavah and you can't daven, that's referring to that you're a mesasik ba'alma, it's a b'chalnish k'nfila. Memeil, if you can't have that kavani, you're not davening, you're davening. Masha'in kein, on dafla medalim of the days, which is a mailus atfila, avad, you know, you have to daven again, maybe, but there's no, if you couldn't do it, so daven without it. There's a shem tefillah even without it, and a mela, there would be a musik of davening even if you can't come on by bracha rishayna.
What do you mean by weird? But he says in Perek Yud. That's in Perek Yud.
No. In Perek Yud.
No, that's in Perek Yud.
Yeah.
In Echanami. There it's only Bracha Rishayna anyway.
No, I understand, but why do you say
Bracha Rishayna? Chaim is talking about Perek Yud. Because that was the thing that's coming from the Gemara. The Gemara says it's exactly Lashon of the Gemara. I'm just quoting Lashon of the Gemara.
Okay,
see what the Gemara. We'll understand. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Well, what's the Yisrael of Brach Rishayna? That's we're going to get to that.
He said,
"Isn't it you will be chayim of Brach Rishayna?" He says, "The act." He said, "The word Acha." Okay, very good. That's the Gemara that needs beer. That's the Gemara needs beer. Not because of Chaim. Chaim's thinking Chiddush in Perek Dalet that there's a new kavana of Oymin Lufnei Hamelach, and that's Likud. That's what Chaim Shita. The Ma'aser, the Rishayim. There's a Rebbein Yoinet, there's a Ritva that say very clearly that the Gemara Daflam Aleph is also referring to Pirush Amilus.
And the Rosh says it's only by, and the Rosh speaks that it's only by Bracha Rishayna. So then the Rosh clearly says Lamed Aleph and Lamed Aleph is one sugya, and it's Pirush Amilus, and Pirush Amilus is not Likuv. Pirush Amilus is only by Bracha Rishayna. Chaim saying he should turn to Rambam. Saying the Rosh says it doesn't have the second covenant of Zayim Melech, and the Rosh says it's Pirush Amilus. Pirush Amilus. The Gemara Lamed Aleph Beis says that it's only Likuv and Bracha Rishayna. So the Rosh puts together the two Gemaras. L'chayre, it's Mepurish in the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim held Nishvi of Chaim in the Rambam. In Simen Kuf Aleph, actually in Simen Tzadik Ches, is Halacha as follows: Yispalel Derech Tachanunim. A person that's a daven Derech Tachanunim, like a Rosh, like a poor person that's mevakish for Pesach ubenachas, shloitilov kemasa umevakish lipotim mimena. The Shmur explained that you can't daven because Chabachiv is davening. I have to daven Mincha. I was Yitzchak Mechiv. I davened my Ma'ariv. I did my Shachris. I'm gepatid. Tefillah has to be a schus that you're begging for something you need. You need it. It's not something you have to do. You're doing it because you need it. You're coming for it. It has to be Derech Tachanunim that you're begging for the things that you need. The question is this din likuv or not? So the Chavetz Chaim brings the Maimon Mordechai. That's Medayik the Rambam that it's Likuv.
Why?
So our Rambam in Perek Dalet, which Reb Chaim said is the Kavana of Omil Sne HaMelech, without it it's a Masasik, it's the Kavana that creates the Tzuris HaShemen Esrei, which doesn't make sense in Mechalak and Bracha Rishayna and any other Bracha. That's Perek Dalet. Zok the Rambam, Ketzer Hi Kavana, Sheifan Liboy, Mikol HaMachshavis, V'yira Atzmi Kilo Omil Sne HaShchena. The problem is Rambam doesn't stop there. Zok the Rambam, Lepichach, Sarch leishiv ma'at kodem atzila. That's the shi of the Mishnah. They were chavinus liboy. Va'achar kach yispalel binachas v'sachanunim. Layase tzilosay kimi shayenoy semasay. Mashlichay v'holichloy. Lefich tzarch leishiv ma'at achar tzila v'achar kipata. That's a chassidim shayenim with bishay lefnei and achar. What are you being shay achar tzila? What are you doing? So he says, Shaya Achatzil is advising that this is something you don't want to run away from. It's not something you have to do. It's all part of that Derech Tachanunim. So my Mordechai is Medayik in the Rambam. The Halacha brings this all down. That the Rambam learned this Halacha that we just read in Tzadik Chesed Gimel. That Tefillah has to be, is Derech Tachanunim, and it shouldn't be Kemasa, goes into the Din Kavana. Which Kavana? Kavana of Perek Dalet, as they state in Rambam. Ketzer Kavana Oymidus Nehemelech to daven Vosfas or daven. The actual Tzuras Atfila is not the time you're just talking to Hashem. You're talking to Hashem about your needs that you're dying for that you can't manage without. If you're talking to Hashem because you have a mitzvah, that's not davening. That's the Tzuras Atfila. Tzuras Atfila that you're not a misasik on what Tfila is you understand that you're coming to beg for your needs that you can't live without. And if you come in that too, it does that tefillah. That's the Shteitin Rambam. And that's Mechayev Shia before an hour, and Shia afterwards, and that's the Rambam. So Zok to Chavetz Chaim, if the Rambam says, this Yisoid of Derech Techenunim is Midin Kavana, and Kavana we know is Likuva, so Zok to Vais Dois from the Rambam, and Mechayev's passage coming from the Rambam, that it's Likuva. So Zok to Chavetz Chaim, a very scary Psak Halacha, Baruch Hashem, he's going to bring Chalkim in a second. But he says, if a person davens a Shachas Mincha Ma'ariv because he's b'chuyiv to, because that's the halacha, he's not Yotzer. Nishke daven. Then he brings Chalkim and says, not Likur. But Zok to be halacha, but Zok to listen, that's only by Baruch Rishayna. Because we bald, it's a din Kavana, and Kavana, we have a Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, that says Kavana is only Likur by Baruch Rishayna. And we're saying the Yisod of Derech Tachanunim is only Bracha Rishayna. So Dr. Chavetz Chaim, this halacha, they have to be, you have to daven Derech Tachanunim. And we're saying in the Rambam that the Mechab is coming from, Loi Tamayim Mordechai, is Likuv in Shemana Esrei. It's only going to be Likuv in Bracha Rishayna, not in the rest of Shemana Esrei, because it's a Din Midin Kavana, that's how I know it's Likuva, but if it's a Din Midin Kavana, now I get a Kula, Kavana is only in Bracha Rishayna, not in the rest of Shemana Esrei. Lefi Rav Chaim, the words of the Chavetz Chaim make no sense. It's all true, it's Midin Kavana, and it's Likuva, but which Kavana? The Kavana Perek Dalet. Kavana Perek Dalet has nothing to do with Baruch Rishayna. Kavana Perek Dalet is that it should have a Tzur v'Shemen Esrei, nothing to do with Pirush Amilus. It's a Kavana that says, G'davet, L'fnei Hashem. And that's true in every bracha shmonesi, not just the bracha rishayna. So the divot of the Maimarich would be true, but not only bracha rishayna, would be true in the whole shmonesi. Chafetz Chaim's mevuah, even in the world of the Rambam, they have a perek dalel and a perek yud, but avada, the two sugyas are mushed together, and if kavon is only kuvim bracha rishayna, any kavon that you need, whether it's pirush hamilus, whether it's oimel fnei melech, whatever the kavon may be, it's only a bracha rishayna, and the mela, it's only the kuvim bracha rishayna, not in the rest of shmonesi. So we have very clear a machlokes of Chaim, with the Chafetz Chaim, with Das HaRambam. Which way to go? The Sefer Chinuch is mafurish like the Chafetz Chaim. Sefer Chinuch says black and white. The Kavanah Oymid Lifnei Melech, not Pirush Hamilus. It's in the booklet here. And Sefer Chinuch says only by Bracha Rishayna. So we have a Chinuch that says mafurish like the Chafetz Chaim. Again, it's not going in the Rambam, but again, it's going in the Derech of the Rambam. The Chinuch and the Sefer Chinuch says that it's only in Bracha Rishayna, not in the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. The Tehillah of David, Chashav Achron in Erechaim, goes like the Chafetz Chaim, and he's Ma'ira Gvaldegar, that L'chayr, one would have thought that Derech Tachanunim is only Shaykh and Bakashas. When I come to ask for Parnasa, for Refuah, all my needs, so you can do a Derech Tachanunim. So Bishleim, Lotab Chaim, that the Kavanah of Derech Tachanunim is Per Galar of the Ram, which applies to the whole Shemoneh Esrei, so it applies to the Bakashas also. So Zegishmat, you do the Bakashas, Derech Tachanunim. But if you learn like the Chafetz Chaim, you'll learn and learn like that also, that whenever you say Kavanah is Baruch Rishayna, so what, Derech Tachanunim is Midin Kavanah, so it's Bekim Baruch Rishayna? So what, you give Shvach Derech Tachanunim? So the Tildov is Mechich from here, that there's two ways how to give Shvach. There's a Shvach, like the night of the Tzibit Yisrael time, it says, you just give Shvach to Hashem. It's a Shvach. Not Derech Tachanunim, you just being Meshabech Hashem and thanking Hashem. But then there's a Shvach, that's coming as a hagdama to a bakashis, that shvach is also done derech tachanunim. You're being mishabeach in a tzur, you're going to come to ask for your needs, you could do shvach derech tachanunim as well. V'meil it shaykh to have the tnai of derech tachanunim, even in bracha rishayna of Shemoneh Esrei. What? And that's Makiv. Like the Rambam, it's Makiv. Chafetz Chaim brings Chokim. I'm saying the Maimon Rechim won't say, like the Rambam, it's Makiv. The other way to go, it's a sniff of the Kavanah, so that's the Ikka Kavanah. That's what Chafetz Chaim says. That's not the Maimon Rechim says it. Okay. That's the first. You saw just the Gezachia. So we have a Gvaldig Machoikis here in the Chafetz Chaim, Mr. Chaim, in the Das HaRambam. With this chidush of Tehillah David, that we have a new musik of shvach derech tachanunim. The second I say that gets very complicated is in Simcha Kuf Aleph, where Mechaber says mispal tzoch sheichavim b'chol abrachas, v'meini yachavim b'kulam b'chol abrachas yimachav b'avos. So ikar did kavanah be berachos min asay, and I don't know why I'm saying this now, but you told me, I don't want to talk about it now, when I was younger, you told me, about, I don't remember ever hearing a person daven for the Amid, when he davened for the Amid, and he makes a chil between how he says the speed of his bracha rishayna and the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. I never saw it. In the last 15 years I saw it. So yeah, it makes sense, bracha rishayna kevah. You have a chil that kevah on Shemoneh Esrei. So if there's a certain speed that you need for the kavanah, so then you have to do the same speed of Shemoneh Esrei. Now you want to know what's likud the brach rishayna to go lichatchila? I'm telling you, I'm going to do brach rishayna. I don't know. If someone said he saw a gadol daven like that and that's the normal way of davening, it's fine. To me, sounds like a bizarre. It's a joke. I don't know. L'maisa does shek mechaber. The whole shmoneh esrei needs kavana, and rishayim say if you can't daven, the whole shmoneh esrei kavana l'chopach. The chasim of each brach should get kavana. There are rishayim that say moedim. This is then maybe moedim. It's better, that's where the whole Shailam is Chayis and Rishayim. But L'maisa L'Halacha, Bracha Rishayim is Likula. Dr. Mechaber, if you Mechaber the rest of Shemoneh Esrei, you just want Mechaber Bracha Rishayim, you have to daven again. As they pass in Shulchan Aruch, I'm not sure what the Sfadim do. As they pass in Shulchan Aruch, I mean, if you find the Sfadim sitting davening for the rest of his life, that's all he does, okay, hey, it could make sense. If he follows the Shulchan Aruch, that's what you gotta do. I don't know. You have a half hour between Shach Mincha maybe and Shach Zim Mincha, you know, a little daven in the Tfilah, I don't know. Okay. Comes the Rama and he saves the day. Ha'id na'ei choizim b'shvilchus ha'an kavana, sh'af b'chazor kavu, shal yichavim, intin lam yachavim. You daven again, you're not going to have kavana sevi. And maybe you don't daven again. So, comes the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says, so now, it appears that if you daven without kavana, you're not yachavim. So the Mechaber says, good, if you daven the whole Shemana Esrei, now you have you didn't daven kavana, you have daven again. But the Ramah says, we don't daven again. Because you're not going to have kavana anyway. It sounds like everything's, you're free. Like the Chofetz Chaim, you're not so free. Let's say you daven Bracha Rishayna, you're holding out the Giba, and now you have kavana Bracha Rishayna. What do you do? I said the whole Bracha, Magen Avram, and now I didn't have kavana. Like, okay, the Chazinish has the Eitzah, that if you didn't say Atagiba, you could tell the Chazinish, you could like punch and blow in the Kavana. You said the words without Kavana, now you think Kavana, you go over the whole Bracha of the Kavana, you make a Shidduch between the words and the Kavana, and that works. Interesting Chazinish. So let's say you said the word Atah, that's only until you start the next one. You said Atah, you said, oh yeah, I didn't have Kavana. What do I do? So Chaim says, you can't go back to it. He's an Eitzah. But you can't go back, because there are months that you don't daven again. No, I'll daven again. So next week we'll come on again. So here we're going to have the Sadi davening a whole day, 100 times. The Ashkenazi standing like this, like a goyim for the rest of his life. Because he didn't have Kavanah Bracha Rishayna. This one's davening again. What's going on here? So Chofetz Chaim brings in the Chayodim that, no, you could go back in such a case. He says, that's not what he's saying. So Dr. Chofetz Chaim and Eitzah. The Eitzah is you wait for the Chazan. And the Chazan says over by Chesaris Hashav Bracha Rishayna, you mechavim shemei kaina. You're like an inabaki, because you're not allowed to say the bracha. Inabaki is the yitz of Shemei Kaina. And you're a chavin, and then you continue Shemei Kaina. This is the Chofetz Chaim's job. So, again, the Chofetz Chaim sounds like you're saying it of a pashas. Kavan is a likuva, so you can't go vayt. It's a bracha of a tal. But Maizu Ramot says, we don't let you daven again, because you're not going to have kavan again. So what do you do? You're stuck. So Chayyam says, go vayt. It doesn't say how you go vayt. Because I made one bracha of a tal, you should make another 18 bracha of a tal. The Chofetz Chaim, he has in mind to be a Yitzhak again. There's two problems with Chofetz Chaim, that needs to be explained. One problem is, listen, what's this Yisrael of the Ramah? Ha'id nein chayzin b'shvil chasan kavana, she'af b'chazara kar b'shvil yichavim. He needs to say that if you're at a bad day and you're on mechav in the first one, so your second one is not going to be better? Like, if I didn't have the first Shemaneh, I wasn't Mechavim, so now I'm prepared. I think, if anything, my second Shemaneh is the one Shemaneh that has a chance to be good. So, well, you mean to say, because we're not Mechavim, we're never Mechavim. So we daven again for whenever Mechavim. So if the Chofetz Chaim holds that since we're not Mechavim, you're not Yoitzah, so why are we worried about the second Shemaneh? The Allah Shemin, Allah Daven. How do we ever allow for us to daven? We know you're not going to have Kavanah. That's when you only daven a second time. So how do you daven the first time? You're not going to have Kavanah. So you make Bracha Levatolos. Mamashach. Unless you tell me, it means we know you're going to have Kavanah, but if the first one was not Kavanah, we know you're not having Kavanah the second time. Why would Rama say that? I was dreaming about something, so now I realize, now I'll concentrate. So Mamashach, what's he saying? And Rabbi Yashiv is Ma'ir on the Chofetz Chaim, that the Baal Tzvila, well, he's Yagavi Bacham, Bachazar Shashat. He says, you can be Yates with his Shemaneh Esrei. He names on, you can't be better than him. If he's that Bachavin, so you're having a Shemei Koinah for a Bracha Vazishkin Bracha. So that's already start clearing. If the Mashmi is not Machavin, and the Shemei is Machavin, could you... That's complicated. This is the thing of the Shemei Koinah. Not for us now. But that's the Ors that needs to be explained to Chofetz Chaim. Now, the Chayra, to explain what the Chayyadim held, the Chayyadim argued against Chofetz Chaim. So there's a gang in the Achronim. There's a Sefer Yad Eliyahu that all the Achronim quote. The Stipler says this on his own. I think he quotes the Eliyahu at the end. And the Siach HaSodah says it. That's the Eretz Tzvi. And we'll see that there's early Makaritis for this. Is that Abadah, if someone davens without Kavanah, Mechopach, we're not going with Chaim's Kavanah, which he calls him a Sasa. We're going now with Reb Chaim now. Reb Chaim, Agin Reb Chaim. We're going now. There's no Mesasik b'Shemaneh Esrei. It's not a Mesasik. You daven Shemaneh Esrei. You daven Shemaneh Esrei. So you need Kavanah. Whatever the Kavanah may be, you need Kavanah. So Kavanah is Likuvah, means you're not Yoytzeh from Yechiv. until you daven the Shema Esi Bekavani, you're not yet to Mechiz. But the Brachu Batal is Mishta. The Baden has the same tefillah. You daven the Shema Esi. It's not worse than what the Gedolei Achronim say, if you miss Yalvi Yalvi, which is a machoik, they want to be telling the two sheets of Taisus. You have to daven again. Not the Pshat, you made a Brachu Batal, you have to say Baruch Shem. You daven the Shema Esi, you just have to daven again, because you need to daven Yalvi Yalvi. But the tefillah is the same tefillah. Here, everyone agrees. If you daven B'loi Kavona, but you're not missing anything in the Shema Esi, so you're not yoytzei from Yechiv. You didn't get out of Yechiv yet. Of the Shemon Esri has the Shem Shemon Esri. So Melu, when the Gemara says if a person feels he can't be Mechavan, don't daven, it means it's not proper to daven like that. Best finish the davening. But if you start davening, you can't stop. It's a Baruch Hu Batali. You have to finish your Shemon Esri. Melu, how do you finish Shemon Esri? I, to Baruch Hu Batali, wasn't yoytzei. There's no Baruch Hu Batali to daven Shemon Esri. The Zakhtur Amah, to daven a second time, why daven a second time? Because you want to add your kavana? You're not having kavana the second time. So don't daven. I read a kasha, how are you allowed to daven the first time? Because you're allowed to daven once without a kavana. You're not yoichiv michiv, you're allowed to try. It may happen, may not happen. You have to know when it's not going to happen. To daven again, you can't make a second tefillah because you're not doing anything more than the first tefillah. But the first tefillah you're allowed to do without kavana because it has a shame tefillah. I'm not sure. Mufurish in Siddha Agra, the Ketzer Reish, written by B'chaim B'lozana, is Mufurish like this, B'shem D'Agra, in two places. First he says a Chiddush, which you have to learn the Sugya, how it works in the Sugya, but you see clearly what he says. The Gemara in Daf, Laman Amid Beis says, if someone sees he can't daven B'kavana, he shouldn't daven. That's one of the Gemara's we're coming from. Zok, B'chaim B'lozana, in Ois Lamed Aleph, מה שאומר חזל לא אולם ימר אדם עצמי אם יוכל לכוון ולספלו יספלו כוי על פעם השני on the second Shemon Esri. That means you daven one Shemon Esri, you want him לכוון. So you're going to daven a second Shemon Esri because you're the halacha you have to daven again. On that the halacha is make chesh with Kodai מכוון a second time. That's what Rambam says. בזמן הזה, we're not מכוון, so don't daven at all. מכוון still in the Gemara's time, it makes sense to have Kavana. That's when you yimoy, but in your first Shemon Esri, you don't make cheshbonos. You have to daven. You have to daven. You have to daven. You could daven, but tashis, you have to daven. But how about you daven? It's hard to put it into the Gemara, but as I state, Shem lo koya pama sheni shem lo kibim b'rishayin the tzorach lahamad atzmei miyuch lahamad atzmei loy b'rishayin. You look earlier in Oyscha Beis, he explains himself. Now again, you have to understand, I don't know, kabonis and this kabolitik in yonim, but shteit kabolitik you say here in the graph. Dr. Chaim Lovitz of Shem DeGro, Eitzchav Beis. Amr Abenu, Tfila B'loi Kavana is Kiguf B'loi Nefesh, or Kiguf B'loi Neshama. Dr. Shem Eina Nechsheves Kekorbin Sheyesh Lo Nefesh, if it's not Nechshav like a Korbin Tumid, which he says is a Tumid that has a Nefesh, why does it have a Nefesh? Because it's a Behema, it's a Chai, it's alive. There's a mile of a, what's a mile of a carbon of an animal over a mincha? Because it has a nefesh to it. Very much more closer to us. So a tefillah is b'makam carbon, it's b'makam tmidin. Zokta, a tefillah b'loi kavana, true, it's keguf b'loi nefesh. B'chol zeh nechsheves l'mincha she'ein lo nefesh. U'bikavana nechsheves l'carbon tamid. So that I didn't look it up, but the Rosh David Mei stelt zur Ben Ephraim Chumash that says there's three different types of minchas. One mincha is keneged shachris, other mincha, other meiriv, kabbonis keneged mincha. So what do you mean? We know Gemara says kabbonis keneged tamid. So what to say with this gra that a tefillah be kabbonis keneged tamidin? That has a nefesh to it. But a tefillah beloy kavana has a shame tefillah. There's a gvald gazach about it. It's not the way it's supposed to be. It's kav mincha. Nothing wrong with kav mincha. It's a beautiful zach also. The mabit in Igeres Hashem, mabit says that we say in davening ki atosh shemeh tefilas kol peh, yeah, because avada a tefila that's just bepeh without kavana has a shame tefila, and even that's nishmas, not like a tefila belayed, but he also says very clearly this shmuz that it has a shame tefila. If that's the case, so that's shot in the chayodim, the answer to the chayodim's question that avada without kavana has a shame tefila. It's evadetzli kuva, and you have to daven again to be yoytzi yachiv. Aber levatola is nisht, and it has a shame tefila, and the meila, that's why by the first tefila there's no problem, the whole cheshbonos is benegeya, the second tefila. Just quickly, what's this you say to Bracha Rishayna? Why Bracha Rishayna? Why Bracha Rishayna? I think Rav Sender was being medayik in the Gemara, look in the Lashna Gemara. Gemara says, a very interesting Lashna. The Gemara talks almost like riddle, the fool's dust. Gemara says, HaMesval Tzorch Sheikhavim this Libay Bekulay. Then any Yoch Lechavim Bekulay, Yechavim this Libay Ba'achas. Ba'achas. Sounds like you have a choice. And then it says, no, Ba'achas Ba'avis. So just say Ba'avis. No, Ba'achas. Oh, Ba'achas Ba'avis. There's Mashmoyis in the Gemara. That the word is that Tzila has to have Epis HaKavonah. You need a Kavonah. Ba'achas. And then Chazal said, you know where we're going to do it? In the first bracha. The word is, a tefillah has to have Epis HaKavonah. It's an Avodah Shebalev. So in your tefillah somewhere, you have to have Epis HaKavonah. If you didn't have a lave in your tefillah, it's just a tefillah. It's an Avodah Shebalev. Then Chazal said, the obvious. Why obvious? Avadrom says, because obvious has the Shem Malchus. Mashah says this also. It says, Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. Others say it's the Avadrom says it's the start of your tefillah, so if you mechavan the beginning of your tefillah, some you mechavan the rest of the tefillah. All different matters, subsmaneach, shalsu sugya, that the hakol hachas chola, so if you start lichting, it's machshir the rest of the tefillah. It's the only bracha that has the shema malchus, it's the bracha that's next to the geulah, the Mashah says. But all different swarm between Mashahs, the goins, and baseball kims, they all have different cheshbainas, what is something special about that bracha rishayna. Because in Hashem HaMalchus, it's next to Geula, it's Ovis. Chasam says, our whole Kayach HaTfilah is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Ovis, our whole Hasagas of Hashem is through the Ovis, our whole way that we can daven is the Ovis from Masak, and if we don't shtal back in Ovis, how can you daven? So Mila, you have to have a Kavan in Tfilah. So they shtal back in Brach Rishayna. But it's nothing really more that Brach Rishayna, if you want to say it's more Brach Rishayna, then you have to say it's a Din and Shvach. Maybe the Ikka Tefillah Shvach, as we spoke about less than 2 weeks ago, in the Deraisa Tefillah is Dika Shvach, or is Dika Bakosha. Maybe the Ikka Tefillah is a Shvach, or maybe the Ikka Bakavon is needed by a Shvach. Different ways how to say it. But that's why it's still the back in Bracha Rishayna. And why it's in Haidah, according to these Rishayim again, because Haidah is also similar. If you go to Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, we have Avadrom, which we once spoke this out, Avadrom says, Haidah is Gufa Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. That's why we would need a kavana. It's interesting. Punkt the two ishtachavas that we do is by the first bracha and by moedim. Those are the two ones that maybe need kavana. And that would be that. Just two ha'aris. One is the be'alacha says a tremendous chiddush. Be'alacha says that it's coming from a Rashba. This day you have to have kavana bracha mishayna. It's a tremendous chumrah, very scary chumrah. It means you're not allowed to have a machshava zara in the middle of bracha mishayna. That means, let's say I say. Okay. And also, I start thinking about something else. I stop davening. Okay, I clear my mind and then I go back to it. I think that's perfect. The halacha is no good. The halacha. And it's coming from a Rashba. He's learning up in the Rashba. How's it shaykh as azach? If you look in Simon Tzadik Ches, Sib Dalid, there's a whole sif that says, Hatfilah is the mukkim carbon. And there's a whole bunch of halacha gebait in the fact that it's a carbon. That's why it's Bamida. One of the halachas is, you can't have a machshav azara. By kabbalah, the machshavas are apostles. Shasta kabbalah. While you're doing that kabbalah, there can't be a machshavas. So if you're middle of the avodah of tefillah, a machshavas are apostles of tefillah. Mela, even if you're not saying the words now, when I said each word as mechav b'shamilas, I know even from Hashem. But the fact that in the middle of my bracha, I had a machshavas are tzlikuva. My sir Moshe brings me a halacha, and he says it can't be. It's kenazayin. It's right. It's not like that. And he learns that the Rashba doesn't mean that. And about it means as you're saying the words of the bracha, your mind is somewhere else. But if you're in the middle, you had a machshavas are. It's not going to be Makim Nishma Esrei. I don't know. Is there such a thing? I don't know. It's only you. I don't know. It's in the middle of the thing. I'm not. I don't know.
It's only
Okay, but that they're still in two. And a diet Machshavah is called the Machshavah's pickle. That's what they're still in two. That's the dimion. The last thing, which is a little so I think this sounded interesting, was we know that the Shlosh says that he's supposed to shuckle by Shema Esrei. Kol Atzmoisei Tamarna. The Ramami Panay says on the Gemara in the Amud Aleph says by Chana, the only thing that moved was her lips. I forgot the lesson exactly. The only thing that moves were her lips. The Ramami Panay says the only thing that moved were her lips means the lips, not the body, not the guf. Kol Atzmoisei Tamarna Zokte is by Tzuki de Zimra, and he says the word because Tefillah is an Avodah Shebelev, not Avodah Shebeguf. If you shuckle, then means you're davening with your guf also. Your guf is for Tzuki de Zimra. It has to be Kulei Lev. The lips are allowed to move, nothing more than the lips. That is Dr. the Ramami Panek. He says it on the daf, and he says it in the Truvus as well.
Minigit is my phone.
What is that? That coming from what? I mean, I'll